joined by Case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-1 draw with Cray. Alan, that was very much a point gained for the away side and 2 points dropped to the home side, wasn't it?
Pretty much. We had a game plan to frustrate them in the first half, which we've done very well. Then we go and nick a goal and get a goal. We could have had 3 in the first half, to be honest, chances wise. And then for Lodgy to give away a penalty like that, ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But it was a penalty, it was never a foul in the first place. But once you do that, you can't put your hands up in the box, and he's give a free one, to be honest. So it's an awful penalty to give away, but at the same time, you know, we just got to take that now and crack on.
It definitely was a penalty, no doubt in your mind. Moment of madness from Dean.
Daft, absolutely daft. Thank you much. It spoiled a 90-minute workout, which were actually planned before kick-off, and everything was going to plan. Everything was. And why do something like that with 6-7 minutes ago? Why do it? And I've just said, I feel sorry for the boys. I really do feel sorry for them. They've worked their socks off. They've kept their discipline well against a good side. And all of a sudden, a moment of madness has cost them.
And was it even a free kick that led to the penalty?
Never in a million years. I was right next to it. Him and Wayne Finney went for a ball. If you notice where he took the free kick and all it was 10 yards in when it was actually on the byline, if it was a foul. Wayne's went for a ball, their lads went for a ball, and he's got a free kick. But that just sums up the afternoon.
Wayne protested against that decision. That's unlike him, so that gave the indication that he didn't think it was a foul either.
He's a tartar. He doesn't really argue and stuff like that. Like, he's a lovely lad, something you want to bring home and keep... And he's bloody. And once you do know people like him argue, you do know that he's got it massively wrong.
On the plus side, it's good to see Bobby Traynor back, and it was a typical finish from him to put us one up.
Good finish, delighted for Bobby. I thought he worked his socks off with. He's still playing with a bad ankle, and I thought he worked his socks off and a good finish, and that's what he's good at. And he could have had a couple in the first half, should have had a couple in the first half, but give him a few more games and he'll be flying again.
And Stephen Goddard looked lively when he came on as well. How did you rate his debut?
Very much so. He won a few flick-ons as well, got a hold of the ball. Again, he's not fully fit. He will be after his time next week. He'll be playing next week and he'll be flying.
How long have you signed him for on loan?
It's a month to start with and go from there. It's January the 7th or something like that. And then we'll take things from there with Terry Brown. He's been very good about it, Terry. And Stephen wants to come. He's a local lad. Knows 3 or 4 of our players. So we'll take month by month. We'll see how it goes.
I understand that Gavin Cartwright's now going to be missing for a few weeks. How are we going to cope without him?
We'll cope. We've got players that will cope. I get people in. We've left 3 or 4 go anywhere, but we'll cope, no doubt about it.
Jason Turley was warming up before the game. He wasn't on the bench today, but is that a sign that he's approaching match fitness?
I think he'll play Tuesday night, Jason. I'm a gambler, but I need him more than any player. Pound for pound, I think he's one of the best midfield players in this league, if not the best, at what he does, and we need him in our team. And if I gamble on, it was a little gamble on Bob, but if I gamble on him and he went, and it would have been bad management. We'll keep him, he'll play on Tuesday, and if he comes through 90 minutes, then he'll play next Saturday.
Looking ahead to Tuesday, it's the last cup competition that we're left in. Are you going to field a sort of reserve fringe team players, or will it be more a first team?
No, it'll be obviously lads. Some lads won't play today, but I want players to prove a point as well. So there'll be a few of the lads playing. I want to win the thing, like, you know. Except for the League Cup, where it doesn't really mean nothing. I've always went full out, you know, and I will. There'll be a couple of people who need games, obviously, like Jason. But I want to win the thing, definitely.
3 or 4 players have left in the last week, and only one player's arrived. Are you looking to bring in extra players over the coming weeks?
Because of the injury situation we had, it was important. We had a big squad, Mitch and Match, and we had a chat about that today. But it's not a problem getting rid of 4 or 5 to bring 1 or 2 quality players in, and that's what we're looking to do. I've got a couple of 7 days in, and that's all we need. We need a couple of tweaks here. We need Jason Turley back in the team, that's for sure, and we'll go from there. We'll be fine.